What? Oh, I'm alive. I'm pumping blood. How are you?
What a great answer.
He's relentless, Julie.
Oh, look at that. You just see what she did there?
That was a nice tie-in. I really appreciate nice. It. You guys are such pros.
So first of all, thanks for being up so early because you're going to be on later this evening. Secondly, now everybody always wants to write a book, John, but you actually did. Tell us about your book.
Don't do it. No matter how flattered you get when somebody says, hey, we're a publisher, we'd like you to write a book, there are lots of words in the book. And it takes lots of time to do it, and you outguess yourself. Yeah, they figured it would take me 6 or 7 months to do this, and they hired like a ghostwriter and everything. That didn't work out because it didn't sound like me. So 2.5 years later, I finished it.
Wow.
But what therapy it is. That's why we're always saying on the show, you know, keep a journal. Because this is probably the longest journal I would ever write in my life with 80,000 words.
Did you learn something about yourself when you wrote this book?
Yeah, it's a great question. I absolutely did. I learned that I was a nutball. I learned that that there is a God, because if there wasn't, none of this would have happened for me. Because it's like when you go back and connect the dots, you're like, wow, how did that happen? When I was 19 and a half years old, I was homeless, living in a tent. I got kicked out of college suspended because I forged a professor's name on a drop ad card. I was desperate to leave textile chemistry. I was headed for a life of making underwear because that's what my dad did for a living. And I wanted to be a musician, and I took a radio television course. I got bit by the bug, tried to change my major. My statistics professor wouldn't let me, so I forged his name on a drop ad card. I may have had a beer before I
or two.
What a story!
I made the decision at the fraternity house, and so they suspended me. My dad threw me out of the house, and I was in a tent. And 36 months later, I was anchoring the news in New York City. So I don't know. I don't know what happened, but it's in the book.
Wow.
So relentless, unleashing a life of purpose, grit, and faith. And you just gave us a perfect example of never give up, because you're right. A successful radio, TV career, musician, you travel all over the place. You're going to be all over Florida, too. You're going to be in Melbourne, Immokalee, Tampa, Jupiter, and Key West starting February 25th through March 1st. You're going to be performing. I'm sure you're going to be talking a little bit to the audience about the book. I mean, you have had an amazing life.
Yeah, it has been a blessed life. And the biggest blessing is in the book as well, which